This is After Dark number 4, tape number 1, and this is side number 1. It was just a few years ago, well, more like 8 years ago, in April of 1985, that the DX Audio Service was started. Since that time, we've come a long way, we've had a lot of fun, and we're just going to keep on doing it. So with that in mind, let's get on with After Dark number 4. First of all, let me check my time here. Let's see what time we got here.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.
At the tone, 2 hours, 0 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
National Institute of Standards and Technology Time, this is radio station WWB, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, 15 and 20 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, radio station WWV, 2000 East County Road 58, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524.
Into the future.
2 hours, 1 minute, coordinated universal time.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Our tour starts as we approach the town of Wellington, Colorado, just north of the city of Fort Collins. As we headed north on I-25, a rather large antenna farm was visible off to the west. Heading west on the county road, we were soon at a driveway sporting a metal sign. National Institute of Standards and Technology, Frequency Time Broadcast Service radio stations WWVB and WWV. The station buildings and antenna are located about a half a mile in on the dirt road. WWV occupies 390 acres on the plains, just to the east of the foothills which lead to the Rocky Mountains. We were greeted at the WWVB building by Director Jim Maxton. The WWVB building houses 13 kilowatt transmitters for WWVB, along with some of the timing equipment. We started with a basic overview of how WWV arrives at the correct time. This process is a lot more complicated than one might think. Each morning, a reading is taken from the Global Positioning System navigation satellite and compared to a small cesium clock in Boulder. Simultaneously, the same operation is performed at the Fort Collins transmitter site on one of their reference clocks. These readings measure the differences between the reference clocks. By using some complicated mathematical formula, the difference between the WWV reference clock and universal coordinated time is determined. At one time, a system called the Line 10 Transfer System was used. In this older system, a reading was taken on the leading edge of the 10th line of a particular TV station's horizontal sweep. This was done simultaneously in Boulder and Fort Collins, and the differences between the leading edge of the horizontal sweep was compared to the pulse of the clocks in both locations. This gave the difference between the two clocks in Boulder and Fort Collins, which then could be used to calculate the difference between the reference clocks and universal coordinated time. The new Global Positioning System antenna is a helical enclosed in a small plastic bubble at the top of a mast on the WWVB building. The Yagi that was used in the Line 10 system is still mounted below it. As we enter the WWVB building, the first equipment we're shown is the Global Positioning System receiver and the associated microprocessor that takes the readings and records the difference between the WWV reference clocks and universal coordinated time. The comparator system selects the reference clocks that is the closest to universal coordinated time and has that online. The best reference was running about 12 microseconds fast, according to the printout that Mr. Maxson ran for us. However, that does not mean that we're transmitting 12 microseconds off. We enter corrections to the timing system so that we are transmitting the correct time. From this point, our tour becomes a look at two basically identical transmission facilities. Before we head down to the WWVB building, a few things of interest were noted at the WWVB building. There is a sign on the door to the clock, an RF oscillator room, please no nylon jackets. Now, Jim explained some of the equipment in this room is rather sensitive to static electricity. That's why the sign and the fact that the room is totally shielded to keep stray RF out. The transmitters used at WWVB are affectionately known as blue and gray for their unique paint jobs. These were old military transmitters that were stripped down and converted to run on 60 kilohertz. Because of the 35-mile-per-hour winds that were blowing, we took the car down to the WWV building. Now, upon entering the building, we were greeted by technician Matthew Deutsch, who took us to the repair shop. There we met Charles Snyder, the other technician. Matthew proceeded to take us on our tour. First, we stopped at the clock and oscillator room. This is known as the screen room because it is shielded from all outside RF. Here, there are racks with three identical sets of clocks. These are the ones that time WWV. Matthew explains, we are currently running our most stable clock. The others are constantly being compared so that we know that we are putting out the proper time. The cesium clocks put out a steady 5 megahertz signal. This signal is multiplied or divided by time code generators in order to provide the proper RF frequency for each of the transmitters, 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz that WWV operates on. The audio tones and the time ticks are all derived from the cesium clocks. The time code generators control all of the audio portion, the tones, time ticks, and time announcements. The voice message console is where the voice recordings are made. The weather announcements, the geo alerts, and all other announcements are phoned in and recorded on the appropriate tape. The time code generator knows what minute it is and switches on the appropriate tape. During the 18th minute, we all get to hear the A index, K index, and solar flux, which helps us in propagation.
At the tone, 23 hours, 18 minutes, coordinated universal time.
No terrestrial indices for 7 February. Solar flux 176, estimated voltage A index 18. Repeat solar flux 176, estimated voltage A index 18. The voltage K index at 2100 UT on 7 February was 4, repeat 4. Solar terrestrial conditions for the last 24 hours. Solar activity was low. The geomagnetic field was quiet to active. Start warm alert exists Sunday. Forecast for the next 24 hours. Solar activity will be low to moderate. The geomagnetic field will be unsettled to active.
One thing that was surprising was the old drum recorder with the voice of Don Elliott Heald was still operating. The new time code generators that were installed about a year ago have the new digitized voices that you hear. Many people are unhappy with the new voice of the digitized system. Now, Jim Maxton assured us that another new voice was going to be used, and the digitized messages would be re-recorded by an announcer named John Doyle. We were treated to a preview of what Mr. Doyle's voice would sound like, and it would be very pleasant to hear over the WWV. The recent mention of WWV going to daylight time a month earlier than they should have was due to an error in programming of the new time code generators. Now, unfortunately, there is no display of the program that's currently running. Next, we view the transmitters of WWV. Each frequency has an online and a standby transmitter. The new online transmitters run Class C operation, while the old transmitters ran Class AB. The more efficient Class C transmitters really help out the electric bill. Prior to their use, WWV ran an average of $10,000 a month for electricity. Now the bill is around $7,000. The transmitters are in a hallway that completely surrounds the shop. Outside of that hallway is another hallway. This allows access to the rear of the transmitters for repair. A full-color schematic diagram of the transmitter circuitry hangs on the wall. Through the second hallway, we were led to the power distribution area. This is also where the backup generator is located. If power fails, WWV and WWVB will continue to broadcast as both have separate backup generators. Next is the antenna farm for WWV. Each transmitter feeds a separate 1/4 wave vertical antenna. WWV employs two wideband backup towers for the five frequencies. We walked out the rear of the building and up a small flight of stairs to an observation platform. From the platform, we could observe all seven of the towers that were used, as well as the feed lines that are mounted a foot off the ground. WWVB has a large top-loaded antenna system consisting of four towers in a diamond formation and a backup of the same size. This was best seen from the road. We walked back through the WWV facility and passed the QSL board. Now, this board sports ham and shortwave listener cards from around the world. We said our thanks, and so ends MT's special tour of WWV. WWV and WWVB are unable to accommodate tours due to the lack of personnel. They do, however, have a publication which is available for the asking that explains about WWV, WWVB, WWVH, and the services that they provide. Their address is 2000 East County Road, 58 Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524. When writing, request NIST, Special Publication 432, and let them know that you enjoyed MT's special tour of the station.
Now the time has come. There are things to realize. Time has come today.
A tour of WWV and WWVB in Boulder, Colorado. The Time Stations.
Time!
This article originally appeared in October 1992 in Monitoring Times magazine. It was written by Wayne Heinen, who is the CPC chairperson for the National Radio Club. And now that you've been kept in time, you know about time. On Time. From WWV.
National Institute of Standards and Technology Time. This is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado.
From the megahertz down to the kilohertz, let's take a look at a market scope of a different nature. It seems that in all the years that we've had the DX Audio Service, we never really did a market scope here in Lima, Ohio. Well, we're going to break tradition here and kind of give you a taste of what radio is like here in the teeming metropolis of approximately 30,000 plus people in the city of Lima, and give you a taste of radio here in the west central portion of Ohio. Now, keep in mind that there's only a few stations which are actually allocated to the city of Lima, so many of the stations which you'll be hearing will be out-of-town stations. We're going to start on the AM radio dial with 940 WCIT in Lima. This is our all-news and talk station for the area.
Celebrating 30 years in Lima, News Radio 94 WCIT.
Good morning, I'm Russ Michaels. It's 729, time for News Radio 94's official weather forecast, updated on the nines. Meteorologist Dick Gads calling for a winter storm watch in effect this afternoon and tonight. Cloudy flurries and a high of 33. Now it's 26 degrees in Lima.
I'm Ann Nashif. Coming up, President Clinton previews his economic plan tonight. That story and more when NBC News updates your world at the bottom of the hour.
On the News Radio 94 sports scoreboard, it was number one Indiana beating number four Michigan 93-92.
A weekend fire in Wapakoneta has killed a three-year-old boy. We'll have that story and more local news in just 5 minutes.
You're tuned to Lima's only all news and information station, News Radio 94, WCIT. It's 7:30.
NBC Radio News. Good morning. A potentially painful preview.
For longer, or stronger, use is directed for temporary relief of minor sore throat pain.
The
information you need faster, sooner, and more often from Lima's 24-hour news source, News Radio 94 WCIT.
It's 7:35. Good morning from News Radio 94. I'm Russ Michaels.
And I'm Ann Nashif. Headline stories we're following for you at this hour. A three-year-old boy is dead after a weekend fire in Wapakoneta. It's time to begin assessing the staffing at Lima Memorial Hospital. And Congressman Oxley wants to reduce the deficit by auctioning off radio bands. A total news update is coming up on News Radio 94.
This is meteorologist Dick Gantz. Occasional snow flurries this morning, but a winter storm system is on the way. We'll have all the details coming up.
It was Dale Jarrett winning the Daytona 500. Tom Kite wins the Bob Hope Desert Classic. News Radio 94 update sports on the quarter hour.
Also coming up in the next half hour, we'll hear from Rush Limbaugh and Larry King back-to-back at 7:54.
And a business news update comes your way at 7:50. WCIT News Time is 7:36.
A three-year-old Wapakoneta boy has died at Children's Medical Center in Dayton from injuries he received in a fire Saturday night. Three-year-old John Leisner was pulled from his burning house at 201 Court Street by firefighters after his parents were both overcome by smoke trying to rescue him. John died less than 24 hours later from his burns. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Wapakoneta Fire Department places damage at $40,000.
Congressman Mike Oxley wants to reduce the federal deficit by auctioning off radio frequencies. The House is currently considering legislation that would free up unused radio bands, and Oxley has introduced an amendment that would sell those bands based on the buyer's use for them.
I guess the best example of the use of new spectrum would be in the cellular telephone industry, whereby you've seen a tremendous growth in the cellular business, billions of dollars, more jobs created. The idea behind this is to free up that spectrum that, in many cases, the Pentagon has had for years, and to encourage these new technologies.
All the money would be required to go towards reducing the deficit. Oxley says this system could raise as much as $2.5 billion in the first 2 years.
Now that plans for a hospital merger are dead, Lima Memorial must find another way to deal with rising health care costs. A consultant's report said that a 20% decrease in staff would be the only way to keep the hospital open. And Lima Memorial President John White is not looking forward to making that decision.
I don't like layoffs. I didn't like the one in 1991 and don't like the thought of doing another one here in 1992, but we will have to assess operations at the hospital.
White expects to complete that assessment and make some announcement about staffing changes at Lima Memorial within the next few weeks.
The Humane Society is looking for more volunteers. Right now they have 25, but volunteer Pat Farmer said at Sunday's open house that with a $500,000 expansion in the works, they need even more people to help, not only at the shelter, but at a number of upcoming fundraisers.
We have a couple fundraisers coming up. We're having a haircut-a-thon at the American Mall, and we're going to be having a garage sale this summer. We have a craft show coming up, so we need volunteers to come out. Even 2 hours of time would be fine.
Farmers hoping to recruit 200 volunteers. Groundbreaking for the new facility is planned for late June.
Nobody won Saturday night's Ohio Super Lotto drawing, so Wednesday's jackpot will be worth $16 million. The winning numbers were 1, 2, 13, 14, 21 and 29. WCIT News Time is 7:39.
Time for News Radio 94 weather on the nines. Here's the official weather forecast now from News Radio 94 meteorologist Dick Gantz.
Local weather will be generally quiet this morning, even though scattered snow flurries will be in the area on and off through late morning today. By late this evening, snow will be developing here as a major storm system approaches from the southwest. A general snowfall of 3 to 6 inches is expected by about sunrise tomorrow morning, but we will keep you posted on that as we track the storm in hour by hour through the next 24-hour period. Our forecast in detail has a winter storm watch posted for this afternoon and tonight, calling it cloudy and cold for today with scattered snow flurries this morning and a high of 33 degrees. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with snow developing this evening and very possibly accumulating 3 to 6 inches by tomorrow morning. The overnight low dropping to 26 degrees. For tomorrow, cloudy and windy, snow mixing with freezing rain and rain during the morning, but changing back to snow or flurries in the afternoon, a high of 34. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with occasional snow flurries and a high of 28. And for Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 25. This is meteorologist Dick Gantz.
Currently in Lima, the barometer is at 30.20 and rising. Relative humidity is at 81%. The wind is out of the west at 3 to 9 miles an hour. At 7:40, it's 26 degrees under cloudy skies in Lima.
The News Radio 94 Travelers Forecast for major cities in Ohio calls for clouds and scattered flurries today. A high of 32 in Columbus and Youngstown, 31 in Toledo, a high of 30 in Cleveland, and a high of 33 in Dayton and Cincinnati.
When you want accurate weather information, why wait? Just remember, News Radio 94, weather on the nines. No other station brings you weather updates faster, sooner, or more often than News Radio 94, WCIT.
Experience, understanding, service. That's what you'll find at the Chamberlain Huckerty Field.
In the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This station serves the Lima area. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
WCIT News Time, 7:58.
Shopping at Ray's Supermarkets.
The Dr. Dita Dell Show, weeknights from 6 to 7 right here on Lima's only all news and talk station. News Radio 94, WCIT.
Celebrating 30 years in Lima, News Radio 94 WCIT.
Good morning, I'm Russ Michaels. It's 7:59. Time for News Radio 94's official weather forecast. Updated on the nines, meteorologist Dick Gantz calling for flurries today at a high of 33. Announced 26 degrees in Lima.
I'm Ann Nashif. Coming up on the World News Roundup from CBS at the top of the hour, we'll get a preview of President Clinton's economic plan tonight.
On the News Radio 94 sports scoreboard, Indiana beats the Wolverines 93-92.
A three-year-old boy is dead after a weekend fire in Wapakoneta. We'll have that story and more local news coming up.
We cover your world every 30 minutes all morning long. We're News Radio 94, WCIT. At the tone, the time is exactly 8 o'clock.
February Cherry Pie Month at the QB. Enjoy cherry pie with your QB hamburger today.
News Radio 94 WCIT Lima.
President Clinton readies campaign blitz for his tax-heavy economic plan.
And I don't know about you, but I kind of like the guy who does the QB hamburger commercial right there before the top of the hour. Hey, let's switch over to Lima's other AM radio station, which is at 1150 kilohertz, WIMA.
Gold's higher. The London Morning Fix, 329.20, an ounce up 55 cents from yesterday's London close. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
What on AM 1150 WIMA? This is WIMA and the Computer Connections Computerized School Closing and Delay Report. Brought to you by the Computer Connection, your only authorized Apple dealer in Lima. They're at 1206 West Robb Avenue. Corey Rawson canceled today, as well as the Trinity Lutheran School there canceled. And Miller City, New Cleveland, you're on a two-hour delay with no morning kindergarten. It is 6:58.
Banking the way it used to be. Banking the way it used to be. Member FDIC.
Time. Temperature. And WIMA's Skywatch weather at your fingertips anytime you need it. Just by dialing 224-TIME.
AM 1150, WIMA 659, 27 degrees. News is next. Following the news, we'll have more school cancellations for you.
The WIMA News Watch never stops. With complete news every 30 minutes around the clock. We are West Central Ohio's news leader. AM 1150, WIMA, Lima.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
I'll just say it's because North Korea's two area codes were running out of old phone numbers, so a sixth digit had to be added. This is ABC News.
During this busy season,
if for you, be destroyed, so.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Good morning. It's 27 degrees and snowing. I'm Beverly Armstrong.
And I'm Tom Watkins, News 1150 WIMA.
Skywatch Weather says a winter storm warning will remain in effect for all of Ohio. 3 inches of snow fell overnight, and the snow continues to fall, causing many delays and hazardous driving conditions this morning. WIMA's Mike Miller is out in our Road Watch vehicle. Mike, assess the driving conditions for us.
Well, Beverly, good morning. We're out in Bath Township at this particular moment, and driving conditions remain, as has been the case throughout the morning, very slippery and downright treacherous, especially on those secondary or rural roads where the snowplows, one, haven't been, and two, with this light, wet snow that has been coming down for the last 90 minutes or so on top of the powdery snow experienced overnight, the 3 inches or so, it has become a rather poor traveling situation this morning. Even those plowed roads are very, very slippery, and that starts from I-75 on down. And so there are really no exceptions. Everything, of course, is passable, but do be very careful because it's so easy to slide right off the road and into a ditch or something of that nature. I've seen a half a dozen cars that were off the road and were frankly stuck this morning. Of course, I've been out for about 2 hours now around the entire immediate in Lima area from Shawnee to Perry, now out into Bath Township. We're going to head over into the west side here in just a moment or so. And it still continues that light, wet snow that we've been getting for the past hour or so. So conditions remain extremely hazardous this morning. Use extreme caution. I'm Mike Miller in the WIMA Road Watch vehicle.
Mike will bring us live Road Watch reports throughout the morning. Please stay tuned. This is the most severe storm of the season. At least 3 inches of snow fell overnight. The State Highway Patrol reports roads everywhere are snow-covered and slippery. And Cincinnati is digging out. More than 6 inches of snow fell there. The entire length of the Ohio Turnpike is covered with at least 4 inches of snow. State Route 18 in Indiana clogged with snow and stranded vehicles. It is still closed this morning. There are no flight delays to report out of Columbus, Cleveland, Dayton, or Toledo or Cincinnati. But if you plan to travel, call the airlines on flight schedules before you venture out this morning. And please stay tuned to WIMA. Spark will have a complete computerized list of school closings and delays in just a couple of minutes. There's also many businesses and industry closings to report, and we will bring those to you also.
LCC and Lima Senior continue their strong state rankings in this week's AP Boys High School Basketball poll. The Cavaliers won last night over the Indiana Pacers, 110-105. Some big baseball meetings in Phoenix today and tomorrow, and the Buckeyes play at Iowa tonight. I'm Mike Mullen. I'll update sports at 20 and 50 on News 1150 WIMA.
State Senator Jeffrey Johnson wants to ban the use of the chokehold by law enforcement officers in Ohio. The Democrat says he'll introduce legislation to ban that hold, except where the officer's life is in danger. Johnson's plan comes after the death of a Cleveland man during an arrest. The Cleveland police officers applied the hold in a struggle to arrest 23-year-old Michael Pipkins. He died in custody of the officers on December 28th. The city prosecutor has said that no criminal charges will be brought against any of those officers.
Well, the big-time snows are in the area. Charlene Luta of the Lima AAA offices is suggesting you wait till the roads are cleared before going out if you can. But if you can't...
If you do have to get on the highway, be prepared with your trunk. Have a trusty survival kit in your car. Have a candle maybe with... a coffee can and put that in there. Just kind of take it easy out there, and don't forget to call AAA if you need help.
Good advice there. The Oil, Chemical, and Atomic Workers Union members Local 7626 at BP Chemical are to meet three times today at 4, 7, and 11 to take up a possible contract ratification. Their contract will expire at midnight tonight. A winter storm warning still in effect for all of Ohio today. Mike Miller will bring us live reports from WIMA's Road Watch vehicle all throughout the morning, and we'll have a complete computerized list of all the school closings, as well as business and industry closing, cancellations, and delays. Skywatch Weather next on News 1150 WIMA.
There are some things you should do once a month. You know, next month we'll feature another burger, so better pencil us in, huh?
The official school closing and cancellation station for more than 120 schools in 13 counties. AM 1150. WIMA.
Hazardous driving conditions for today. We'll have more snow throughout the morning hours with an additional accumulation of 2, perhaps as much as 4 inches across some localities before tapering off to some lighter snow and flurries. As we head through this afternoon, temperatures changing very little throughout the day. Overnight, breezy and colder with scattered snow showers, low of 16. And for Wednesday, variably cloudy, breezy and cold with scattered morning snow showers and a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Dean Kriswicki.
WIMA's in studio. Color radar is showing snow just about everywhere throughout the area this morning here in Allen. Van Wert Polding also snowing pretty heavy in Indiana and in southern Michigan. It's 27 degrees. Drive carefully at your official weather station, News 1150 WIMA.
Thank you, Bev. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock with a complete look at all the school closings and delays coming up in 60 seconds.
Mel Butterfield and Sun Insurance
leads with one visit to Fruit Distributors Cash and Carry Store, 129 South Central in Lima, just 2 blocks east of Town Square.
AM 1150 WIMA at 712. Good morning, 27 degrees with WIMA and the Computer Connections Computer Eye. School closing and delay report brought to you by the Computer Connection, your only authorized Apple dealer in Lima. They're at 1206 West Robb Avenue. Here we go. Corey Rawson canceled for today, as well as the Trinity Lutheran School canceled. Zion Lutheran Preschool also canceled for today. And Miller City, New Cleveland is canceled. That's Miller City, New Cleveland. All right. At 7:15 a.m. 1150. WIMA. We'll have a complete look at WIMA's in-studio color radar and Skywatch weather just ahead. Following that, WIMA's Road Watch, Mike Mullen will take a look at sports and we'll run down the school delays and closings for you once again here on AM 1150 WIMA.
Just when the winter blahs are ready to get you down, the QP celebrates February. To hurry to your nearest QP and treat yourself to some February pie.
On AM 1150 WIMA at 7:16, I'll run down the business and other cancellations for you in just a second. WIMA's in studio, color radar, and Skywatch weather this morning brought to you by our friends at Layman's Furniture. All right, let's check our in-studio color radar, and we show snow activity throughout northwest, west-central Ohio, and the eastern part of Indiana, just about covering all counties from Jay all the way up to Michigan. WIMA Skywatch weather meteorologist Dan Kriswicki says we do have a winter storm warning still in effect for all the Buckeye State. Snow continuing to fall throughout most of the day. 4 inches of accumulation, maybe a little more. Look for a high today in the lower 30s. Tonight, snow continuing and or sleet or freezing rain. Overnight low down to 16. Take your time. Take her easy there. All right. Wednesday's outlook, occasional snow. Look for a Wednesday high to peak at 24 degrees. At 7:17, we have 27 at Lima's official weather station, AM 1150, WIMA. Other business and other cancellations include Yazo Incorporated in Lewistown and the Junior Achievement Board meeting at 7:30 canceled. We'll check WIMA's Road Watch with Mike Miller coming up next.
Think Chromecraft when you think from the post office in downtown Delphus.
AM 1150 WIMA, it's Road Watch, brought to you by Easter Tire, the home of Kelly Springfield Tires, and Webb Insurance Agency, your independent agent in Lima, and in the Road Watch vehicle, WIMA's Mike Miller.
Hey, good morning, Spark. We're just slipping all over the lot out here. We're out in Bath Township. At this particular moment, it's a very snow-covered and slippery on Bible Road. The intersection of Bible and Stewart at this particular moment. Very snow-covered and slippery. Again, to reiterate, those secondary roads are particularly poor. Keep that in mind if you're utilizing traveling in the rural areas or the country roads, as we like to say. They are quite poor at this particular moment. And likewise, even the main routes, the highways that have been plowed, like 117 and out in Shawnee Township, out this way, 81 and even 65 going north and south. Although they've been plowed, they're very much snow-covered and slippery. Likewise, I-75, we were on there a little bit earlier today, this morning, I should say, and even that is very slow going, 40 miles an hour, that sort of a thing, or less. So road conditions are not improving much as it continues to snow, and to the moment, that's where we are. We're out in Bath Township, and it's slow going. I'm Mike Miller in the WIMA Road Watch vehicle.
Web Insurance Agency, 212 West High Street, your independent...
Now that you've heard all of Lima's AM stations, of which there's just two, let's swing over to the FM dial and start at 92.1. There is a radio station just below 92.1, but it's a satellite of WGTE out of Toledo, Ohio, an NPR affiliate, so we're not going to count it in this market scope. And 92.1 is WZOQ. I'm going to call it WZOQ Lima, because it's originally licensed to Wapakoneta, and it's supposed to be here with studios in Lima, but a Wapakoneta station. But they operate it as a Lima station and completely ignore Wapakoneta, Ohio. So let's just move on. This kind of thing, I think, comes back to haunt somebody, because listen to what happened on the day that we recorded this station.
For using racial slurs, Raleigh Trammell of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Dayton says the demonstration is tentatively set for April 3rd at the state capitol. The owner of an Ohio Super Lotto ticket purchased in Cincinnati has won $8 million. The lottery says a single ticket bought at a Cincinnati store has all six numbers in last night's drawing. A new study says a high-power 186-mile transmission line linking communities in western Ohio would provide them with numerous economic benefits. The study released yesterday said the estimated economic benefits of owning and operating the proposed western transmission.
As you can hear, the station just kind of faded out of existence there. Strange thing, it was gone for about 10 minutes, and after about 10 minutes, it started to just kind of fade back in again.
How can we be lovers when we can't even be friends, huh? Michael Bolton Gallagher with the Early Morning Zoo crew. Good morning to you. 7:44, 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock in a wet, rainy Thursday morning. But this rain is not going to last. Trust me, it's not going to last. Now, the forecast for today, there is a heavy snow warning. We're not talking watch, we're talking warning. A heavy snow warning. This afternoon through tomorrow morning, rain changing to snow by midday, snow accumulations anywhere from 1 to 3 inches today. Now, that's just for today, okay? 35 for a high. Then for tonight, snow with additional accumulations, overnight low of 28. And for tomorrow, snow tapering to flurries by the afternoon, and a high tomorrow, yeah, about 30, 31 or so. Right now, we're back up to 33 degrees. 33 degrees at the Hot New 92 Zoo. And you might as well get set for the snow, because probably with a heavy snow warning, we could be looking anywhere before it's all over with. By the time it's all over with, anywhere from, what, 4 to 6 inches? Possible. Good possibility. Okay, but 33 degrees right now at the Hot New 92 Zoo. We're going to check in John Madden, a sports quiz. That's going to be coming up in a few minutes. You hang off that. Birthdays. Kate Brinkman of Lima's celebrating the birthday, as our Beth Faust. Beth's having a birthday. She lives in Lima. I'm sorry, Beth. Jennifer Simon of Elida celebrating the birthday. Melissa Fought. I'm not sure if Melissa's from Lima or not. Celebrating the birthday. April Holcreve,
of Lima's 18 today. Heather Dawson, Lima celebrating the birthday. And Scott Morrissey is 30-plus. Losing Lima. So happy birthday to all those people from the early morning zoo crew. Now we have sports. College basketball game from last night. Quite a few top 25 basketball teams in action. No real upsets whatsoever. Number one, North Carolina, no trouble at all with number 14, Wake Forest. They wrapped up the ACC. It was the Tar Heels, 83-65. Number five, Kentucky over Ole Miss, 98-66. Number six, Duke knocked off Maryland, 95-79. Number eight, Kansas beat Nebraska, 94-83. Number 10, Seton Hall ripped Boston College, 79-61. Number 13, Arkansas over LSU, 88-75. And number 24, Purdue, the Boilermakers, knocked off the Spartans last night. Michigan State, final score 61-58 in a very, very close game. Now, as I said, and by the way, that is a look at all the basketball scores from last night. John Madden, the sports quiz, is going to be coming up in a few minutes. Somebody put the satellite back up. Let's check in and see what's going to be in the nightly news tonight.
This is Tom Brokaw in New York. March is Talk to Your Teen About Sex Month. We here at NBC Slightly News encourage parents to talk to their teens about this delicate but important issue. Maybe you can learn something. I'm Tom Brokaw. We'll see you tonight.
The following message is exclusively for the female ear. Bodygenics
is 4 years earlier had I not been his catcher for a while.
I'll tell you, when the Braves decided to try Murphy in the outfield, they didn't get any arguments. I'm John Madden, and that's today's sports quiz.
The most continuous hit music
and fun
right here on the hot new 92 Zoo.
One big winner in last night's Super Lotto drawing. That story at 8 on 92 Zoo News. The two sides talk one more time.
We're heading back to winter weather. I'm Deb Duncan.
And I'm Mike Carpenter with the 8 o'clock edition of the hot new 92 Zoo News being brought to you by the Commercial Bank of Delphus, where you can open an IRA.
And that's WZOQ. WZOQ also was able to be one of Lima's first stations to have a monopoly on the FM band in that they bought the construction permit from another party who had the 93.1 station here in Lima and put it on the air completely automated out of their studios where WZOQ is located. And we have Froggy 93. Here's a taste of WFGI 93.1, which has been reported in the Lima newspapers WFRI, WFGI, and WFRY. Take your pick. Here's Froggy.
With one touch of your hand and your love saved me just as I am.
The new Froggy 93.
Ricky Van Shelton's hot new song, and just as I am, Mark Stacer here with out Jim Beadle, but with Allison, faithful assistant. This is the first time that we've had a chance to work together.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My voice is a little scratchy this morning here.
Yeah, when it feels like sandpaper.
Oh, yeah. That's a great feeling.
You took an emery board, like you could file down your nails on your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks for being here today, Allison.
And, no problem.
Well, I hope it's not.
Nope.
I hate to get you up this early just to enjoy.
Oh, I love getting up this early. It's great.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can uncross your fingers now.
Thanks to your realtor, you found your dream home.
It's the right way to eat.
From Ottoville to Van Wert, everyone's jumping to continuous country, the new Froggy 93.
Had a long line of lovers.
The new Froggy 93.
Restless hearts on a fast moving train. It's quarter two. That's feel like I'm kind of on a slow you-go this morning. Mark Stacer in for Jim Beadle, and here is the latest from Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Is it too much to ask how many from you?
The new Froggy 93.
Playing America's hot new country first, CMA Female Vocalist of the Year for 1992, Mary Chapin Carpenter and her Passionate Kisses. It's 10-2. This is Mark Stacer, and they called me to fill in for Beatle, America's favorite designated hitter. So here I am. Please don't be shocked. The voice you hear on the radio is only temporary. Gee, I feel just like a Kelly temporary. And faithful assistant.
Been one of those.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is faithful assistant Allison today, trying to keep me on the right track and keeping me straight. Do you remember your first passionate kiss?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. It was in high school. Freshman year in high school.
That's usually about the time first kisses do occur, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Some girls in my high school were kissing a little bit young. However, I was a late bloomer. So I guess it was freshman year in high school and in the back stairs of one of our gyms.
Oh, yeah, this is the aroma of the locker rooms wafted through the air.
Oh, yeah, I was dating an upperclassman, so I thought I was cool.
Uh-huh.
So he just yanked me up these stairs, and, well, I got my first kiss. It was pretty exciting.
Trouble waking up? Bob Evans' new breakfast breaks
on. It's on Saloon. This is not your father's country club.
Today's Hot Country, the new Froggy 93.
Trouble's a key word.
And as you heard them sing, WFGY as in Yankee. My crib sheet here says WFGI as in India. So maybe the Lima News has something on us that we don't know. Anyway, we'll get on with our Lima Market Scope after we flip over the cassette and go to side number two. See you there.